we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, another great week on Wall Street. The market sure was volatile this week, as Chairman Powell tend to kick everything off, I'd say. So we did see a pretty good amount of volatility overall. All indexes reached new highs and then settled back. But again, what a week, right? Volatile. We had a spike in bond yields. And so, you know, let's take a look at what Powell had to say. Chairman Powell spoke on Wednesday, talking about the Fed opinion on what was going on. The market certainly was looking to see him do something definitive. And I would say overall, he delivered just right, right on the razor edge, I would say. So let's look at some performance numbers. I mean, if you take a look at the major indexes as he was about to speak, the NASDAQ opened lower on Wednesday by about 1%. And then after he did his talk, the tech-dominated index reversed and closed about 0.38 above where it was. And that, again, outperformed the S&P 500. So the economic optimism of the Fed tends to affect tech and small caps. And so as you continue to hear them do what they're going to do, again, as long as it's positive, those two areas of the market will like that, and the bond market should remain under control. But what is the decision? What does the discussion mean for markets overall? And so I'd say the Fed did not make an explicit, a clear effort about what they're going to do to combat this rise in the Treasury yields, particularly the 10-year. Because remember, last week we were talking about how the European Community Bank, the ECB, had come out and said a couple things they were going to do. Again, a little bit more specific. And so we were looking this week for the Fed to deliver, since, after all, the Fed tends to dictate monetary policy across the world when the dollar is the main denominated currency. So we were looking for something. But the fact that the statement that the Fed released, and they talked about their dot projections, they were acknowledging that there was an improvement in the prospects for growth in the economy and inflation, which are, and again, is another area that Chairman Powell has really talked a lot about, is inflation and keeping that somewhat under control, but keeping it rising towards that, say, 3-3.5% target he's been talking about for about a year now. And I think what happened here is this information provided the markets with enough, just right, to think that the Fed is not going to be oblivious to this rise in yields that we're seeing. And that was really enough pressure to send yields that day lower. Now, that didn't follow suit. We saw, again, the 10-year start to rise on Thursday. But what's critical is that it doesn't go through that 175. 175 is sort of the, I don't know, I say kind of the line in the sand. And if the 10-year moves much above that, then we could experience some problems in the equity market. And so we really got to pay attention to that, because what this means ultimately, as long as the Fed is holding up that fourth pillar, remember, of the recovery we've been talking about for so long, they are critical to that. As long as they stick with that, then the market can continue to rally above where it is now. And so I'd say overall, their speech was positive. And that's why we saw the market start to rally a little bit this week after that, and the bond market calmed down. Because for the short term and medium term, that is optimistic for stocks. And that will continue to keep this market where it is now, which is certainly in a positive direction overall. But I just want to say, you know, that this decision or this discussion that they just had, while not putting pressure on the 10-year yield so far, is that the pace of the rise is really important. And that's why I'm going to set that line at 175 over the next several weeks / hopefully months. Because as long as we don't see that yield start to really pick up and rise above that line in the sand, if you will, then stocks can continue to rally higher, particularly if they pay any sort of dividend or yield. But if that changes quickly, if 175 comes and goes pretty quick and we start getting up into the high 170s, 180s, then I'm going to say that that's going to be a headwind to stocks. And that's going to churn things, particularly in the tech and the growth area, that we've seen some pretty good growth. So if you're right on the fence right now, you're sitting on some profits, maybe you're thinking about what to do, you really better be paying attention to what that 10-year is doing. And if it's rising quickly, then I might suggest you take a pause and jump out for a while, because those sectors, as you've seen this week, tend to get punished pretty severely as that rate rises. And so, to put it a little bit more bluntly, the Fed decision avoided a short-term decline, if you will, in stocks and bonds, but it didn't adequately address the ongoing market issue of this rise in yield and what it means overall to the market. So overall, you know, I'm still pretty bullish on cyclicals, value, all the things I've been talking about that tend to do well in a rising interest rate environment, particularly on any pullback if you're looking at tactical opportunities to jump in there. So I would just say Chairman Powell and the Fed did it just right this week, and the market will continue to move higher, and we just really need to pay attention to how the market digests what they're doing overall and what it looks like. This week, we did see the economic weekly number, jobless claims pick up a little bit, still not in an area that is ultimately concerning, and that's particularly why you saw a little sell-off on Thursday. But the reality is that next week, we'll see what happens, and I expect the number to be lower. And again, that is a weekly gauge of what's going on, because as this economy continues to open up, as people continue to get vaccines at record levels, you know, get ready for that tsunami that I think is coming the second half. And the market's certainly anticipating that. But the question is, how much higher can it go? How much will interest rates affect it? And when do we start to see inflation in a meaningful way? Those are all the three sort of things I'm looking at right now as we get started for a new week.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.